Harriet.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. We are live from the Driver Gymnasium. 4 hour tent rally. First crowd here, maybe a full crowd here at the gymnasium. Maybe a full crowd we have. We have Mr. Miller using the Braves.
The gym is packed.
Yes, it is. I don't know. I think this is the only time here where the gym is this crowd. We have the session class dressed in white to our right. We have the seniors to our left, the juniors to our far left, and the sophomores are to our far right. Who do you think is winning this one?
The seniors. Biased. They win every year.
Well, sophomores right now in second place, seniors in first, juniors in third, and the freshmen were in last yesterday. So we'll see how this all plays out. So we have the results from the presidential voting. All right, so Clay Cruz in fifth.
Fourth place, John Fisher. Third place, Donald Trump. That is very exciting.
Yeah.
Very surprising. And that makes first place Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie Sanders is the winner of the primary vote.
Are you surprised, Eric?
I don't know. I am a little surprised. I'm sure Trump didn't win. So I thought he'd be most popular, but we'll see.
Very loud in here.
Yes, it is.
Now they're enacting a penny war. The senior is in fourth place for the penny war.
That's how they're launching in fourth place in today.
Third place, the freshman. In second place. The sophomore in second place. And that leaves the juniors to be first place in the penny war.
Now, where does collecting pennies have to do with school spirit?
We don't know. Where is the school?
Well, I'm not quite sure with that, what that has to do with school spirit. Collecting pennies, but the juniors win that with the most pennies in the school.
The sophomore is doing something.
First place with 100 points. That's a pretty even number, isn't it?
Yeah. Very even.
I wonder where they came up with that. So the final score is up to this point.
Junior in third place.
Not a surprise.
Third place freshman.
Yeah.
I between second and first with less than 100 points. The sophomores take second place. Now he's the seniors in first place.
Isn't it amazing how the seniors always end up in first?
Somehow they always win.
Yeah.
We don't know why. And the mascot is now entering. The Shriver Viper.
Here comes the
Shriver Viper in the golf cart.
Yes. Hopefully he doesn't crash. Pretty close to the bleepers.
He's a pretty good driver.
Yeah. Good thing he can see. Also, golf cart's going into the bleachers and come back around. Wonder what must the individuals inside that
master. I wonder. Good question.
So we were predicting that the freshmen are going to win. I don't know about that.
That's not happening.
They've been in first place the whole time.
We were predicting that the sophomores will win.
Amazing. Amazing how the one team that probably will win is the next team.
And the juniors have no spirit.
That must be the reason why
they're
they have that food for.
They're getting food out of the gym.
The team has the most spirit right now. There's an egg and spoon race now.
It's between teachers.
Yes.
And each teacher is representing a different grade.
Yep. The egg and spoon race. This should be interesting. Who do you think's going to win this? I don't even know who the professor can.
I don't know. I think it's Potter.
Yeah, I think so. Well, there are only three teachers up there right now.
The eye of the tiger.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Mr. Cavelli.
I'm going to go back and get a huge entrance right now to go to the... I'm getting everyone myself.
There's a lot of fear from the sophomore class. As we are waiting for this egg and spoon race to get underway. Have you ever seen this much full spirit before?
Nope.
No.
I think the seniors are extra spirited today because it's their last time rally.
And they've had 3 years of aping in a row, so.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. So the egg and spoon race about to begin.
What is an egg and spoon race? Is an egg on the spoon?
You have to walk without it falling and breaking. If it falls and breaks, I believe you are out. So, Mr. Cavelli trying to will the sophomores to victory.
We have another golf cart.
Yeah.
Who did it?
Not sure. Can't really see from our vantage point.
And they're going.
All right, so there's Mr. Cavelli out on the golf cart.
He's on the golf cart. He's
We have
a loser already.
So with that, we are passing along to Dylan and Aaron, who now will take over.
Thank you.
Hello. And we are at the pep rally, and that was great announcing from Matthew McGean and Eric Winston-Cabell. And now it is me, Joe Soto, announcing with
Aaron Catamaccio.
Yes, and we are here today, coming up with the first event of the actual pep rally, as we just saw in the belly.
The crowd is very into it, very excited. The seniors are the favorites to win it right now.
Yes, as they are always the favorites. It is almost raced if they do not win it, but it's pretty raced if they do win it every time.
The sophomores, however, are very close, and hopefully they can win it this year.
Yeah, the sophomores are ready to take home the trophy, it looks like. Freshmen are always in the behind, and the juniors seem to be trailing behind here. They don't seem too enthusiastic for those events. And here comes the first event. And looks like we have a couple of teachers coming up to center court.
Including Miss Keith.
Miss Keith?
Yes, she's in the middle of the court.
Yep. It seems to go. I always used to be a thing with a paddle board. A couple of bags used to be a race. And they're getting set up. One student lay face down on his scooter. Where a teacher pulls him across. And goes, oh no, the teacher's going to be judging.
Yes, they are going to be judging.
They will have impartial rulings on each of the events.
One teacher is at every corner in the gym, and we are about to get started.
We have the sophomores in the bottom corner of the gym to the right, and we have the students to be the freshmen on the other side of the court.
The seniors are wearing blue, while the juniors are wearing white. The freshmen are wearing white, while the sophomores are wearing blue.
The people running the show here are a couple of seniors, and they seem to be announcing the conductors for today's event, for this event to be particular. And they're starting to set up the boat and the tour of the floor, and to show where that's going.
Two representatives from every grade are about to compete in this contest.
Yes, sir. As the Vikings prepare to watch a beautiful event, the contestants put on their helmets because they shall be riding the little scooters on the floor.
There are many different colorful balls in the middle of the floor. The contest is about to begin with the seniors in the left corner, the juniors in the bottom right corner, the sophomores in the top left, and the freshmen in the top right.
The juniors are chanting on their contestant, Matthew Spear, and the runners of this event are starting out to chant the balls in the middle of the court as they get very close to the beginning of the event. And here we go. Someone is holding the rope. Everybody has a bucket, and they will try to get as many close to balls as they can in the middle. Aaron, who do you think will win this event today?
My bold prediction is the sophomores, and then the seniors will come in second.
Wow.
How about you, Dylan?
I think it's going to be 2:47 here. All right, so here we go. This is the event. The seniors got to an early start with a couple of purple balls at the beginning.
The sophomores are struggling.
Yeah, only a couple of balls remaining. The Vikings is laying on the floor, imitating the floor of the scooters. There's a few smash up in the middle here of trying to grab the balls.
And here comes sophomore with a couple of colorful balls right back to the bucket.
The seniors are coming slowly but steadily.
Yes.
As one of their members just fell off.
They're trying to get as many balls as they can. It's a huge dash to the middle with the court as many colorful balls are being picked up as possible. Very intense.
This is going to come down to the wire.
The freshmen are struggling, and the seniors look like they had over 20 balls in that basket. Very promising. Here comes the sophomores, down with another goal. The ball. The juniors, slowly but steadily, trying to grab as many balls, but it seems that the seniors are struggling to grab as many balls in the middle. And stay there.
Yes, the seniors look like they're doing great right now. The sophomores are struggling. Freshmen are doing pretty well for their first time.
Yeah, the freshmen are doing decent, and here they go. There's only a couple balls left in the middle of the court. And the seniors are done.
Plenty of balls on the left side of the court, so no team is going to the balls.
Yes. The freshmen are picking up the last two balls remaining in that area. Juniors out for another pitch, as well as the sophomores going for more balls in the middle. It is the race to the top left corner of the box. It
seems that the seniors have given up, while the other three teams are still remaining.
The seniors probably have overconfidence that they have enough balls, because they had a great first two runs. Freshmen going for more balls, and here's the whistle.
That should wrap it up.
That will wrap it up. 5 seconds left. And as the team scored into the last ball, that is the end of the event.
And the results are in.
Not quite yet, but
almost
in. Almost in. They will start counting balls in each team's bucket. But I have a feeling the seniors took this one, even though they had a last second break towards the end. What do you think?
I think the seniors also will win this. They seemed pretty strong at the beginning of this event, and they should hold on and win.
As the teachers count the ball, we will find out who wins soon enough in the final whistle as we have the result. What was that, 24 for the freshmen?
Yes. The juniors have 29 balls right now.
Yes. The freshmen are already eliminated from this event.
Meanwhile, the seniors are still counting their balls.
The first place actually went to the, I think they said sophomores and freshmen. I think the freshmen won that one. I think the sophomores won that with 29.
Yes, the sophomores won that with 29.
So this is Aaron predicting the surprise of sophomores take the first event here at Hep Rally, and as they set up for the second event of, it looks like the half and half and the Google competition, you should either eat it all first. I enjoy watching this one the most because it's fun watching people stuff their faces.
It's very intriguing. Yes, this was seen in the fall at the last Pep Rally, and it's very intriguing and exciting. As you saw last Pep Rally, Josh Rosen won this event.
Okay.
But boy, excuse me.
Okay, I'm out. Announcing the contestants for this event that can happen, happen, Google. Here they go, walking right in front of us. The freshmen should also come down, ready to compete. I did not come in last, but the recent success of the freshmen. The sophomores come up the freshmen down, and the seniors are also coming down to the floor. So the rules of the game, you have to completely finish the half and half before you can move on to the data. So how?
Yes, and you have to do this as quickly as possible.
How important is this set for the person who drinks the half and half to set the tone?
It's very important. Whoever drinks the half and half first has a major advantage. Then you need a fast eater to eat the bagel, and your team is on a great track and should win.
Right.
Who do you think is going to win this?
You usually look for the person that has the biggest appetite out there, so, I don't know. I'm feeling the freshman. I think they got it.
Yeah, I'm also feeling the freshman.
We have a perfect view of the freshman's appetite they go right now.
Yes, they are wearing white, and are ready to go.
We have the bag, the half and half chicken, lots of spoon,
going on in every single area.
There's a garbage bag picking up all that juice.
Yes. Oh, the fisherman has already finished the apple.
Oh, my goodness.
I already answered the bagel on the question.
What is the bagel?
Oh, my God. The stuff that was in the mouth of the fisherman. The juice is still in the half of that. So the key is, as well as the fisherman. I mean, as well as soccer. So the fisherman already answered the bagel. Has a huge advantage in this event.
Very good start for the fisherman. Especially for the first time.
The fisherman, I don't know if that was such a smart idea. About half of that bagel into his mouth. And I don't know if that was just a good question. He was having a hard time chewing that though.
Yes, chewing very slowly.
So we are wrapping up. Thank you, that was Aaron and Dylan. It is out for James and Jesse.
Can I go alone now? And they're eating. Now this is Jesse Solinger and Matt Rosito on the radio.
We're here at the Pep Rally.
Yep, and we're still, we just switched over.
And we're in the middle of the eating competition. So far it looks like the Pep's are in the lead. They're in the lead towards the beginning, but now it looks like some other teams are catching that up. Matt, what do you think about this?
Yeah, well, they jumped ahead with that early chug. I really think they got a good lead on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I think the seniors finished.
I think the seniors are finished.
Why do you think that the seniors had an advantage in that competition?
The seniors did not have the advantage.
Well, why do you think they were able to win over the other team? Do you think defense was rigged?
Seniors always come out on top.
Right, they're bigger, so their metabolism allows them to eat quicker.
Faster metabolism.
Yeah.
You know, they show some of the
most athletic.
They're most athletic specimen, I feel like.
Yes.
If we're moving on to our next event here.
Yeah, do you know what the next event is? We'll have to see. I mean, it's always unpredictable when you go to the Pep Rally. I mean, I've been to this is my fourth Pep Rally.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. So,
Jesse, do you prefer the battle of the classes or the sports?
I like the battle of the classes. The sports is good too, but I feel like a lot of the time sports is, I don't know. Not everyone participates because not everyone plays sports. You know, battle classes, everyone is included in this giant war event. Extremely competitive, cutthroat competition. You can't get anything like it.
Well, it seems like now they're announcing their participants for the next event.
Yes, and there have been four cones placed separately, eagle facing around the arena, with a beach ball placed for next week. What do you think about that?
I don't know, it's going to have to see what happens here.
Is it an over-under competition?
It's like each team has selected six of their finest specimens.
Six of their finest over-under competition specimens.
Yeah.
Six of their finest over-under athletes.
Who do you like in this event right now?
You know what? I'm thinking the juniors.
Juniors?
They never usually win. This class of juniors seems to be sort of lousy, but I think they might be able to pull it off with some subscriber spirit. The mascots by them right now, pumping them up.
I think the juniors have the advantage that down there. They're the dark horse candidate. I really feel like they can pull through with something good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think the seniors are still the favorite, obviously, as always. Let's see. Still organizing the event here.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about
the Pep Rally? My favorite thing about the Pep Rally is just the feeling, you know, the overall personality of all the students, all the spirit that comes through with all the students.
The shortened period.
That's always a big bonus. At the end of the day, you get the nice treat of watching all your friends compete against each other.
Compete. So, do you know what the odds are in Las Vegas for this event?
I believe the freshmen the seniors have 3-1 odds.
Have a what? 3-1?
3-1.
3-1, yeah. I would even say even more than that as someone who's posted the event.
Yeah.
But in Vegas is a big one, you know?
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Good for them. Really betting on who's going to be their... So what do you think about the primary results? I mean, we probably talked about that already, but the other radio correspondents talked about that. But what do you think about the results of the primary?
With Hillary
coming in first by getting double the amount that Hillary got.
Hold that thought. Looks like the event's about to begin right now.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, and it looks like the Freshmen are out to an early lead.
The Freshmen, under the rope. Over the hole. Under the rope. And you go back to the hot lead. Over. Under. Over.
The Freshmen. The Freshmen, meanwhile, are screaming.
The juniors seem like they're struggling.
Here we go. The seniors, meanwhile, have a nice lead.
The sophomore seems to be doing well also, but it really seems like the freshmen are coming out on top. Over. Under.
Over.
Under.
Over. Under. And back to the front.
And back to the right.
Over. Under.
Over. Under. And they go back to the front. Oh,
it dropped. The ball is off. No, I couldn't tell. I think the sophomores were down first. I couldn't tell.
I think the sophomores were down first too. Well, we definitely saw the sophomore crowd, the sophomore part of the arena, definitely thought they won. But I'm not really sure what the judges will think about that.
Really
maybe
cool.
They committed some violations. We'll have to take a look at the rule book. Take a look at the instant replay, you know.
We're going to have to call
Mark Anthony. Yeah. It's like... Let's go to our friend in New York City, Mike Carey. Mike, what do you think about that call?
I don't really like the call. I think it's a bad call. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mike Carey.
And now we will go. Looks like the sophomores took that one.
Yeah,
looks like
the sophomores took up that one by just a hair. The freshman, we were saying, looked really good the whole time. We were
going to say over, under, over, under.
Who do you think the star player was right there in the sophomore team?
In the sophomore team, I was thinking Lauren Felker has the speed and coordination.
I was thinking the MVP right there should have been...
Jen Short.
Jen Short
is also very good.
She has the speed, she has the agility, the stamina.
Oh, yeah, she was good.
So let's put that team to the next level.
It looks like we have a hula hoop competition here. We have teachers at each of these four codes now. The hula hoop has replaced the beach ball, and we are having now the finest athletes from each team come out, and we are doing a hula hoop competition. I believe it's the Terrible Hand Hula Hoop Competition. If you're not familiar with this, basically the hula hoop is starting on one side with all participants in a line holding hands, and you have to get the other side without unlocking your hands. It's very difficult. It takes lots of cooperation and concentration.
I think they're revealing the senior team now.
Yeah. What do you think is the strategy for this competition?
The strategy is just teamwork, motivation, you know, hard work.
Practice.
These teams,
they've been practicing for weeks.
These young men and women, these trainers have been training for months for this one event. This event accumulates. One.
Mr. Joseph, what do you want to say to start the radio? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we will go to the competition.
Now it looks like the players are congregating to the middle of the court.
So, looks like we're starting up now.
It's really the
very
end of the call.
This is a diverse competition. Boys and girls are allowed to participate, and boys and girls are encouraged to participate.
And they're off.
Like the seniors have a lead. The sophomores actually look very good. The sophomores have a lead.
Here come the sophomores. They're going
sophomores.
Almost to the other side of the line. Here they go. Very competitive. Very quickly. Sophomores. And the lead. Oh, and it looks like
and the freshmen.
The freshmen.
It looks like the seniors are making a comeback.
That's a mistake.
Oh, and it looks like the sophomores taking the lead back. It's the juniors who are in last place, but between the other three sides, it seems pretty even. The sophomores taking the lead now.
The juniors are far behind.
The seniors come right behind. Actually, all three teams. Sophomores win!
Sophomores win!
What a fine display of sportsmanship right there.
Well, obviously, you can tell pretty quickly when a team wins, they sit right down. So the whole audience is allowed to able to see.
What a very helpful display of that
athleticism. That was
right
seriously, I mean, the practice,
the coaching,
the hard
the
work,
coordination, the choreography needed to achieve something.
It's all perseverance.
Yeah,
and you know, we've both been in sport for a while.
Yes,
you know,
yes, absolutely.
What's going to your mind, Matt, when you're out there?
You know, when I'm saying on the court as a retired hula-hoop professional, I'm thinking, I just got to get past this one. I just got to go through this hoop.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. It comes back around the other way. You just got to get it, persevere yourself, push yourself to the next level, get it, Yep. Pass it over to the next event.
This next event happens to be my event. It's the Whipped Cream competition.
I was in. You were a star in your day.
I was in my day back in the 70s. I was a all-star whipped cream eater. It was pretty fantastic. This is class is probably editing now.
Okay, so back in my day, whipped cream eating was a big highlight for me. So, whipped cream eating, the strategy, I would say, is just to devour with no end.
Yeah.
Nothing going through your mind. Just, really pack into your inner caveman and just devour completely. With no regard for who's watching. It doesn't matter that the whole school is seeing you. You just gotta eat that like it's your last meal. Slowly. Like you just have to eat it very quickly, hands behind your back, follow the rules, remember what you practiced.
And I'm really excited to see what's going on here. I'm thinking the senior Josh White actually is a very good eater. He's right there on the
right. He is a radio correspondent himself. But the tables are set, yeah. We'll see really who wins. I'm thinking Josh White, who's coming in on the fourth, playing, keeping it up for the seniors. I'm thinking he's going to come in strong for them. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
It depends if they fall behind.
He's a fantastic eater.
Yeah, he is. He's a very good eater.
And here we are at the gun, Mamora.
Looks like the first are off to an early lead.
Yes, encouraging some teachers on the side.
Seniors in last place.
Hey, quick, stop for catching up. The juniors win. The juniors win. I believe that the juniors win. I'm not sure. It seems like the seniors have also made a claim for winning.
It's
behind
close. Quite close.
Eating quickly is a sport. Competitive sport. Again, if any of you subscribe to the WWE, the Worldwide Eating Federation, the WEF.
That's a big deal.
That was a quick competition.
After that event, look at the seniors took that one. We're going to switch it up now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to switch it up. Although, this is James Duquette. Take him over.
How are you, everyone? You're listening live to the Tribal Radio Station. We're here at the Pep Rally. It's a sea of white and blue. We just saw a disgusting eating competition. I was personally repulsed.
It was James.
Absolutely nasty.
Matt Corsito.
James, as a prior whipped cream eating star, How do you that contest?
It took many years to prepare my stomach, and I feel like the preparation was not taken into account in terms of this pep rally. It seems that these were rookies. They had just come up and just started eating, and this is not how you want to prepare. You actually want to eat a lot in the morning and then not eat for a while. Now, it looks like we have an interesting show coming up. It looks like there's another competition. Hopefully, the two hosts have met at the center of the court.
Yes. There seems to be a congregation of hosts.
Yes.
Hosts meet of hosts. The bleachers are a sea of blue and white.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen so much spirit in my life.
Never seen anything like this since the rally of 98.
Yep. And I was there. I was
98.
The front row.
1998. 1998.
Yeah,
1998. Yeah. That in 85. Yeah. Boy, that was a classic. Okay, this is exciting. It looks like we have tug-of-war.
It looks like we're going to break up the tug-of-war team.
It's going to be...
Oh, good grief.
Oh, yes. A lot of football players on the sophomore team.
This is going to be a disaster.
I personally have never seen anything like this.
James, do you think strength is the key to winning tug-of-war?
No.
Or do you think it's more in the mind?
The key to tug-of-war is weight. It's brute weight. You need 2 to 3 tons of substantial mass, whether that be fat, whether that be muscle, whether that be bone mass. You need to be heavy in order to win tug-of-war. If you can anchor yourself, you are doing well.
The game is about to begin.
It's about to begin. We have sophomores
lining up, black line,
lining up on the southern side of the court.
Now, let me tell you something. I have never seen a show like this one. This is just incredible.
They're going to be facing off against the juniors.
We have in the front of the left line, Zachary Santillo representing the sophomores. And in the front of the right line, we have a different man. Another man. A man. We have a man.
A young man.
In the center, we have a man. He is the referee. This man is the referee. Now, it seems to me that, yes, there is, in fact, an anchor. So we are playing with the anchor rule. And this is critical.
Yes, yes.
Playing tug-of-war without an anchor is very hard. It's very tricky. Let's look at the other side. Yes, they do,
in fact, have an anchor. There are two anchors.
The Viking has just subsided underneath the center of the rope.
The Viking has taken
taking his toll. He's making his rounds.
It looks like they're about to begin.
I believe they're about to begin.
Any athletic sportsmen?
Absolutely.
On the top 14.
Two opposing groups.
Jim, who do you have here? Who do you have taking this?
You know what? I'm going to go with the not-sophomore group, because personally,
the juniors.
Yes, they are older, they are stronger, they are wiser, and I'm almost certain they are heavier.
They have more speed.
They have more agility, more mind control. Quite frankly, I think this is going to be a tremendous performance.
Tug of war is all on the wrist, really.
I'm predicting a...
We have some more additions to the team
I'm
now.
Predicting at least a 30-second run, and if not, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
We have white on the right side and white on the left side and blue on the right side and blue on the left side.
But it seems to me that on the left side of the tug of war, we only have blue.
If the game is about to begin. It's about to begin.
Well, that's due to a lack of coordination with the junior team.
I agree.
What an atrocious, quite frankly, showing that was.
Quite frankly, the juniors did not put up a good showing at all.
They did not.
No.
They did not want to begin.
See, this is a false start being called by Mr.
The juniors have not won an event in Pep Rally's history.
That is correct. Seems to be a foul.
There's a count is happening.
There's a count.
The sophomores
have four extra hands.
This is a huge discrepancy.
Seems to be some corruption. The sophomore seems to have been caught cheating.
The sophomores have added.
I'm sure we'll have an investigative report after this.
Could this be the first event that the juniors win in Pep Rally history?
Let's see.
I doubt it.
Game is about to begin.
They are about to initiate.
There seems to be a rule discrepancy here on the court. It seems to me that either one team has too many people or one team has too few.
The referee is on the court.
The referee is reviewing. Seems that they're going to call into Park Avenue,
get some video evidence,
and the rest of the meeting at the sideline to go over the game footage.
Looks like they're going to allow the juniors to compete.
Looks like the starting has begun.
They're going to permit competition now.
Let's see.
Get set. And go.
It has begun. Oh, the sophomores. It's like they're even better as them, but the sophomores are taking a commanding lead.
The sophomores got it. The sophomores are taking a commanding lead.
And the sophomores got to have it.
The sophomores win. The sophomores win. The sophomores win.
We're making this play a first strike.
Oh, they are storming the rope. They are in a tight group. The adrenaline is pumping. The adrenaline is pumping here in the gym.
What an amazing
play.
This
is an intense showing of athleticism. The sophomores seem to have taken that without the slightest bit of effort. And I accredit this to their anchor. Their use of the anchor is incredibly important, especially in the game of tug of war.
Now,
tug of war is based on mass, not on strength.
Mass,
strength is
useful. Volume, density.
All of these things arrive if you have a good tug of war team.
Yes, that's correct. Looks like they're announcing the next event.
Looks like, I believe that there seems to be another tug of war.
Looks like this one will be taking place against the seniors and the freshmen.
Yes. Another tug of war.
Now, this is obviously just a hodgepodge. It's just a mess. Year after year.
Now here's the problem.
The freshmen can very rarely take on the seniors.
The seniors in agility.
The seniors are much larger.
And after this sophomore win, I doubt that size matters. And you saw the sophomores take their strength and use it to their advantage.
It's all a mindset.
But the freshmen aren't going to have enough weight. They're not going to have enough strength. This is going to be easy for the seniors.
However, I think they compensate for that by allowing more freshmen to compete than juniors.
Do they really? Juniors. Is that true?
It looks so.
If that is true, that would be critical.
That would be a game changer.
Now the game would then depend on the opinions of the referees.
The referees, the referees are making a complication in the middle of the court.
I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen such an evenly matched match.
They are reviewing the teams.
Oh, there seems to be another discrepancy.
Now the freshmen have never beat the seniors at tug of war.
Oh, and the crowd is electric.
The crowd is going wild.
Seniors.
The senior crowd is electric here in the auditorium, in the gym.
The anchor is in place.
The anchor has been placed.
Do the freshman stand a chance.
The referee is making his round. And it looks like we're about to begin here. The seniors seem to have spirit on their side where the freshmen have.
I'm seeing the word disqualification being lifted.
The freshman side of the audience is hushed. It is quiet. I have never seen such an intense crowd.
But the crowd is fully invested.
spirit is running wild through the senior section.
Looks like the senior team is under review.
But the freshmen continue to remain quiet.
Looks like the seniors are under, the team is under review. Looks like they're going to have to remove a player.
It looks like the seniors have been caught trying to add manpower. Oh, it seems the seniors have been caught cheating.
A senior has been removed from the line. So that does put the freshmen at a man advantage.
I'm beginning to hear hushed boos from the seniors.
The freshmen are outnumbered. I mean, the seniors are outnumbered by the freshmen.
Yes, the freshmen do, in fact, have an anchor. That's going to be critical.
The senior side.
We're about to begin here
with an anchor.
The driver's in.
The rope is in place. Center court. Get set. And they're off.
It has begun. Oh, the senior is taking a commanding lead. The freshman don't stand a chance. The red flag is moving. The freshmen are making a slight comeback, but the seniors seem to have the advantage. This is intensity. The seniors have won. The seniors win.
The sophomores
and seniors win. That was an intense matchup. A very intense matchup.
We're going to switch it over now to Eric Rinson-Lobel and Matt Levine.
All right, thank you, James and Matt. That was our second round of the tug of war. We now have the two winning teams, the sophomores and the seniors, going against each other.
Who do you think is going to win, Eric?
I would have to say the seniors will win. I think that was a decisive victory against the freshmen. Now I think they're going to start winning everything.
I think the seniors are going to win because they are bigger and stronger.
That too. So this is for all the marbles, I guess. For the tug of war. So we have a lot of... How many people are going to be out here? Like 15... Each side.
Okay.
Yeah. We have Alex Vasquez as the anchor for the sophomores.
It's Teddy Tannenbaum as the anchor for the seniors.
So we'll see.
Alex is much bigger than Teddy.
Yes, he has a strength advantage. So
let's see if the strength advantage or
how this plays out. Yes, the crowd on their feet. Sophomores standing. Most of them are. Seniors, all of them on their feet.
The juniors look the same.
Like usual. Hoping, waiting for next year's Spirit Week. But here we go.
And they're off.
So they're off. The seniors starting to pull away. Now the sophomores
are done.
That's Jesus.
Back and forth.
We have the sophomore just trying to pull it off.
Sophomores are good.
Now the seniors make it come back.
Good.
Nobody is moving. It is. Red flag is not moving out.
The sophomores have won
because of war competition.
I'm very surprised. No one ever seen this before.
The sophomores have won the tug of war competition.
I have never seen something like this before.
Fantasy, the sophomores finally win.
Even if the sophomores have more points, they're going to give it to the seniors. Because this school is very biased when it comes to that. Seniors always win every year.
But we've seen a lot of sophomore victories.
And now,
we have our dance-off. Alright, so, let's see what happens here as the hostesses bring on the... Bring on the competitors.
There's only the devil of the teachers.
We have Dave Walker from the Sox. We have an unidentified threat.
And we have Emilio Strapping Threat for the juniors.
Who do we like here?
I like Dave.
I like Strap. He's got some good moves.
Why?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. I've never seen him dance before, but...
Dave's very good.
We'll see what happens.
I think William Strap is going to embarrass himself.
But we will now pass it along to Aaron and Dylan, who will take you to the end.
There you go, Aaron and Dylan. We come on just in time for the greatest event of the day, the dance contest. And each grade has submitted one member to dance
for their grade. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I think Dave, who's a former champion, is going to be the favorite right now, and I think he's going to win this competition.
Dave Walker, a sophomore who is ready to compete against one freshman, one junior, and one senior. And so it looks to be, oh, here we go. It's two.
This is junior.
Oh, no, this is the freshman.
Right.
The freshman seems to be doing some kind of flop and flop move. In the
senior
crowd and the sophomore crowd, there is a cast of people standing up, cheering for their favorite contestant who is doing the dancing. And now it is Jim Walker's turn for the sophomores. She will start very shortly. As the junior and the senior wait for their turn.
Maybe she will dance to the same song as last year. Find out soon.
Oh, and it has begun. No, not yet. Oh. Technical difficulty. We apologize. announcement. Many people are now standing up to call for the senior crowd. Very exciting.
Who do you think is going to win this matchup?
Assuming that the technical difficulties are fixed, I think that Jason pulled through. I think she's a fantastic dancer. I saw her dance last time.
I'm going to go with Jade for that.
All these people don't look like prime dancers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A word of encouragement for the, what is that, the senior guidance
staff? Yeah.
The guidance person is cheering on the seniors to win the dance battle, even though it looks very unlikely, as the contestant is wearing leather shoes, long pants, and a colored shirt.
With a tie.
With a tie. It is not dancing attire.
It's a very strange look.
It's a very odd look. But the freshmen have already gone with these really technical difficulties. As we wait for it to be fixed, there's a crowd around the table. The second one. So,
the seniors are now clapping and cheering in the room. And the sophomores are trying to also compete.
It seems to be like this is a two-headed battle between the sophomores and the seniors. It seems as though the freshmen and the seniors have all lost faith. So it is a battle of the blue, and here we go, back in June. She is beginning. As she begins to dance. She's very confident with a smile on her face. Oh, here it comes. Oh, she hit. Oh, my goodness. Lots of arm movement, leg movement.
Very into this.
Very into it. And a dance to end the dance.
What a performance by Jane Walker.
That is a statement right there for the sophomores. What a fantastic dance from Jane Walker.
It's still going.
Yes, and she's not even, it's not even her turn. It's just a song, now they ended it, and it is Will Crapson Jr. Will Crapson's getting booed.
The juniors have lost the
yes.
And Will Crapson gets in the middle with his back to his hat and glasses. Oh, and Will Crapson is being denied a chance to dance.
Seems that we're running out of time.
Yes, it is already 3:03 into the pep rally, and it will be between the sophomores and the seniors. Evan Gilmore dropping it down low. Lots of quick leg movement to pull down. Wow, I don't even know if this, you could be classified as dancing, to be honest.
Just flopping around, picking up his own boots.
Yes, he's flailing around his arms, not even in the middle of the court anymore, going towards the side, and that is it. It seems to me this is James Walker's cash to lose. It comes to the Magic in the middle of the court. A looming announcement. Will Crack wants his chance to dance, and he is slowly moving out the center court to try to dance, and it looks like they will let him.
Put his hat on, ready to go.
Yeah. He's really confident, playing back and forth. He wants the seniors to move him on. He's sliding his stomach and putting the gear up to the up to the, put his hand up to the gear. And as you relate to the music, I am very afraid of what he's got to come.
Yes, I don't know what to expect either. Starts off slow. Moving from side to side.
Not a lot of cheering going on. Very tiny dab. That seems
again,
to be
another
dab. He's very, oh, he's shooting the seniors and he's getting food on. Lots of arms, leg movement, and he is done. And a final dab as he walks back to his feet. Not a very intelligent performance from Will Crapson, even though he's very confident.
He needs to work on that dab.
Yes, that dab is a little more work. Just Miller with an announcement. Here come the results for the pep rally spring 2016. That'll be great. Mr. Miller, we are leading the announcement.
In fourth place,
the juniors!
And they are cheering for some reason.
The freshman from the third, they get the bronze. And now everybody's ready to go. The
it's
over! The sophomores have beaten the
seniors
for the first time ever! Shocking!
The sophomores win!
Yeah. Alright, so that is Tech Rally Spring 2016 sophomores beat the seniors!
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.